Magic Makers. I'm Mom Birella.
I'm Yukita Cosplay.
And I'm CJ Peterson. Welcome to Magic Making Mischief. Today is a special edition. We are very excited to have two little guests right here below us, and we'll be talking to them in just a second. But before we do, get your wands to the ready, because we solemnly swear we're up to no good, as always. So today we have a father-son duo, Sam and Richie Cable, and we're here to talk about the Author movie, which is a movie that will be launching on Good Friday. And where is that launching at?
It is on Amazon, Google, Apple TV, and it's actually it's currently out there now.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, but we're trying to do kind of a push for around the Easter time for that. So
very
awesome.
Cool.
And my kids and I actually got to be extras in this movie, so it was really exciting. And I did share on my YouTube channel a behind the scenes video of it that was so much fun. So if y'all haven't, if you want to see a little behind the scenes, you can check that out. But I'm so excited for this movie. It's we get to see it as a red carpet premiere, and we loved it so much. It's
Mommy's
so
a movie star, y'all.
Yes,
Mommy's
she is
a movie
so
star.
Yay.
You see, when you see it, let us know in the comments if you spot us in it, because we did actually see ourselves and we were very excited. It was an exciting moment seeing yourself up there.
Before we dive into it, though, I want to go ahead and play the trailer, which I've had permission from the producer down over there, Sam Cable. So we're going to go ahead and play that real quick so you guys get an idea of what it is that we're talking about.
Excitement.
Here we go.
So, what do you see?
Stars. Just randomly out there. Scattered, chaotic. It's overwhelming.
I haven't slept well since the accident. I've been over it again and again.
What did you do to Timothy Brennan?
Tell me what you did.
We can sort through this together. You can figure out Timothy Brown.
Who is Timothy Brown? How long have I been in here?
An injury like this, it gives me concern for brain damage. Hallucinations, chronological, events skewed. Even forgetting complete segments of life.
Help me find a Sarah, please!
We have to get your memories back, James.
What do you see?
I'm intrigued.
Dude,
I am too.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very intrigued. I want to know.
I want to know so bad I may just jump the gun, but I'm going to try to keep it up until Good Friday.
Same.
I want to try. So we've seen the trailer. Can you explain like the basic premise of the movie?
Yeah, so the story is about a young man who wakes up. That was kind of the main younger character that you saw in the trailer. And his name is James, and he wakes up in a hospital bed, and he's not sure exactly how he got there. And the doctor and the nurse can kind of tell that something's not right in his brain. And as he's kind of telling, giving an update about where he is. And so the doctor gives him an assignment to write his life. And so he writes, he says, hey, write the last 6 months of your life. And as he's writing it, there's kind of a puzzle that you're trying to solve and figure out. You're trying to figure out what's going on. There are things as he is remembering them. There's a love interest there, a girl who he was on a road trip with, and there's some other things that are happening that he can't explain why they're happening the way they are. So it's kind of a mystery, drama, romance kind of movie. So that's without giving any of the spoilers away, that's how I would kind of frame it.
Well, being an author myself, I get the idea that you get inspiration from different things. Where did you get the inspiration for this one?
So this one was, it was about 20 plus years ago, and a good friend of ours was in a car accident. And when he came to in the hospital, he was at the time he was in his late 20s, but when he woke up, he thought he was in high school still. And he had forgotten he had gotten married. He'd forgotten about his, he had a child. He couldn't remember any of these things. So we watched, we were receiving updates and prayer requests and things, and we were watching him put his life back together. And I thought, you know, what if an audience could take that same journey where they had to put together. So that's in this story, you're in the shoes of the person who is waking up and you're trying to, you don't have any information that they don't have, and you're trying to put their story together. And so that was kind of the inspiration for it, is what would it look like to be in that situation? So.
Wow. Wow. Very cool. Wow.
An interesting part of it is that what we see are seemingly insignificant happenings in our life turn out to be life-changing events. And one little stoplight or one little variation could change the entire trajectory of your life. And everybody has these things in their own lives that they can identify with. And we have started kind of referring to them as author moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be another inspiration piece was I wrote this film and then we were able to create it together. And I wrote it with the idea that, you know, I wanted it to be accessible to all people. It's I come from I was a pastor for 18 years. So I come from a Christian background, but this is not, I didn't write this, you know, just for Christians or to be Christian entertainment. I wrote it for something that's accessible to all people that just leaves them with that question. What if there is an author over my life and what are the implications of that? And that's really, it's not trying to do more than that. That's kind of the basic, what it's trying to do is ask that question.
I love that the theme really was more like order or chaos. And you really got that whenever we saw it, that, you know, it was, you find yourself sitting there going, okay, wait, and your mind kind of goes through moments in your life as it's going through moments in his, I think, if anybody's like I was when they were watching it, and you're like, order or chaos, is like, man, but if that hadn't happened, then this whole process of my life would have never come to be. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's like that. It really was like, that was a very, in itself, the idea behind it was a very deep movie. It really gets you thinking watching it. And then also, like, it kind of made me think of Memento, which isn't like thematically necessarily, but like the idea of how it was like unraveling from the opposite end of what happened, trying to figure out what really happened, you know, where did he come, you know, his memories are trying to come back and stuff, and he's trying to piece it together. It was the whole movie itself was intriguing. It really had us glued to it, you know, the whole time. Like, we couldn't
stop. No, I mean, that's a huge compliment. I love Christopher Nolan's work, and certainly there's kind of a little bit of Memento kind of, I also compared a little bit to A Beautiful Mind, which is a Ron Howard film, but it was, you know, where you're trying to figure out the story, what's real, what's not, all of this. So it's got a little bit of the mind-bending aspects of A Beautiful Mind, where you're trying to figure out what is reality. So
Now, one aspect of this movie, which is kind of something we want to touch on, is the fact that you are father and son. And this is the first time you guys have had to work together. How did that work?
Yeah, how did the dynamic go?
Well, this is the first time we've spoken to each other since then. No, it was. I don't know, Dad. You want to comment on that one?
Oh, I had to give him quiet time a couple of times, but
I'm in timeout.
it was very kind of a very special moment in my life to be able to coordinate and sit at such a high level with one of my sons. And it really was what was inspiring for me and made it very, very special.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say the same thing. It was uniquely like enjoyable. I mean, it really was. It was, you don't get to do something like this often with a parent, and it made me really appreciate, you know, wow, what a gift to be able to do a project of this scope with my dad. It was, you know, it was significant. So
Richie had worked on some of our movies in the past as far as being a slate or holding a boom or actually typing some of our scripts for us. And he was just working on the periphery. But at this point, he was really the creator of the project. And we just came on board and worked in tandem.
Now, yeah. You've been doing movies for, you said, 30 years. Is that what you said?
Yes. Uh-huh. We've done about 30 movies, depending on which ones you count. Some of them you'll never see, but we on purpose.
You left them on the cutting room floor. Is that what you're saying?
The whole movie
got left on the cutting room floor.
You had to learn somewhere, so there was a learning process, and
of course, can't have success without failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we
have books that are up on a shelf still. So, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But over the last several years, we've had some real, real nice ones we've been real proud of. And this, I'd say this is one I'm most proud of any of them.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Now, you said that it's faith-based, not necessarily Christian, but it is faith-based.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly comes from a Christian worldview. So I don't shy away from that. But it's not, I would say, I don't necessarily put on it kind of Christian entertainment, because sometimes that gets like, okay, this is just for Christians. I wrote it to engage the culture with the idea of what if there's an author over my life. And certainly it's informed by my Christian worldview and biblical worldview, but it's not, it seeks to be intentionally accessible to all, so that everyone's able to go on that journey. And people don't feel like, oh, well, I guess this is not for me if I don't fall under that category. I think it's one of the key questions, you know, as a pastor, I see it as one of the key questions you have to ask in life, that really everything else stems from, you know, is there an author over my life? Mm-hmm. So
I wouldn't necessarily have called it a Christian movie per se, in the sense that, like, it's more just a story, and it happens to have that thematic storyline as you follow it. You know, yeah, that element of as you get towards different things, it's like, you know, the order of chaos thing. It's like that really kind of is what it's all about, though, honestly, though, in a sense. You know, it's like as someone who's a Christian, it'd be like, well, is everything in my life just a coincidence, or is there something, you know, a purpose to it, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I think that kind of was.
Yes, why these little things happen in your life at that particular time. And it might be interesting, would we be getting ahead of ourselves, Richie, to tell them about the airplane?
No, I was going to head into that, so go for it.
Oh, okay.
That was a great intro there, Dad. I think in many ways, there was something where I was like, it felt like I had to live out a little bit of this movie before I was going to make it. And it was a really unique experience because, you know, we were trying to shoot this in 2019 and things were just not lining up. We had been pursuing a really big name that she was on board, and then she wasn't big at the time. And then all of a sudden an album released and she got big and she was on to bigger and better things. And so we were like, okay, well, that fell through. So I was flying back. I was in Texas. I'd met with my dad and with his business partner, Chuck Walker. And I was flying back to Kansas City, which is where I'm from. And when I was standing in line for the plane, I was sad. I was upset because I was like, we're just not gonna be able to make this. It's really not going to happen. And I look, I was on Southwest, and I was, if you're familiar with the system, I was B33. So I was front of the B line. And I look up front, and there's a girl leaning against her guitar. And I'm like, man, this girl is the spitting image of kind of what I had in my mind's eye when I wrote the film. Nice. And so I was like, but I'm also, you know, I'm a 40-year-old guy, this 20-something-year-old girl. And I didn't want to just, you know, start having a conversation. But then she actually reached out. She said, how does this, you know, ticketing system work? I was, oh, she said she was in the C group. So after I apologized for that, opened the conversation. And we were able to talk, and I asked her what kind of music she played. And she said, well, I started out in the church, but I I do kind of some folk stuff now. And I said, well, have you ever been able to do anything? She said, well, I was actually on American Idol. I said, oh, cool. That's awesome. And so we talked for a little bit and then it was time for me to load. And so I get on the plane and I go and I sit down and I was like, I'm going to look up her audition from American Idol. And so when I looked it up on YouTube, there was a red line across the top of the video that tells you you've seen this before. And so I started watching it and immediately I remembered that when our original artist fell through, I was looking for people who could play the role. And we needed a musician because if you've seen the film, this is someone who sings a lot of songs. And so we needed a musician. And I looked at her and I was like, oh, well, she's on American Idol right now. She's not going to have time for this. And so I kind of, you know, I thought she could do it, but then I also knew she couldn't with American Idol. And now here I am. I just met her. I'm on the airplane with this girl who I'd looked at a couple months before to be possibly in the lead role. So I connected with her after we were leaving or getting off the airplane. I kind of stopped her and her mom was in the A group. So she was up front. So I went and flagged them down. I said, y'all aren't going to believe this. And I shared the story with them. And then we ended up talking and we ended up casting her after she read for the role. And it was kind of life imitating art where, yep. You know, is there order, is there chaos? And had I been any other number, you know, Southwest assigns them pretty quickly, depending on when you hit the button. And I wouldn't have met her. And had I been B-29, I would have been on the back of the other side. So there's reason for those things. And so it was kind of living out that. So that's the story.
What's her name?
Her name is Ashton Brooke Gill.
So. Okay. And then the guy is who?
Cameron Stout.
Okay. Now there's another story that goes with them as well, isn't there?
Yes. There was something special about them being on set together.
Ashton, I guess Ashton Brooke Gill is now Ashton Brooke Stout. So that'd be the best way to share. So.
We love a love story.
They were so cute together too when they were filming.
The girl
they
you met adorable. On the plane, you cast her as a lead and the two leads fall in love and they get married.
Yep. So, I mean, there's
God works in experience.
Yeah. When I went, to their wedding, my dad and I and my mom went to their wedding, and I remember standing there and I was like, you know, again, had I had any other number, like there's this wedding probably wouldn't be happening. And,
right.
You know, I was standing next to her mom who was on the plane too that day. And she and I were both just crying because we were like, wow, this is pretty powerful. Look how this all turned out. And so, yeah, they fell in love on set. They kind of kept it from us, didn't they, Dad? They kind of, but we could see right through it. And Chuck,
they had a lot of chemistry, shall we say?
Oh boy,
I would say so.
And if they weren't going to fall in love, something was wrong because there was a lot of chemistry. So.
They were very cute together. You were talking about her songs that she did in it, and we were in the Crichton Theater whenever y'all were filming too at one point, and she did this one song, and I think it was an original song that she did that she performed up on the stage for the movie, and my daughter was like in tears during the song at some point because it really touched her, and she was like, man, that song speaks to me, you know, and that was really cool.
You can find all of her music. It's on Spotify. You can find the soundtracks on there. But she wrote 8 original songs for the film and they're all really, they are so good. She's super talented, not only as a singer, but also as a writer. So
love that.
That is very awesome. Cool.
Yep.
So you've got this movie that you guys get to work together. You've got the two leads that are doing their thing. Mavi, how did you end up being an extra?
Good question.
Actually, okay, so they were advertising for extras in Conroe, and I used to do theater. I tried to do movies at some points, and so like every once in a while, I'll just randomly search. And honestly, I think this was one of those things where it was like, was this meant to be? That like I found this on there because I hadn't looked in a while, you know. And some point, I literally just thought, well, you know, let me see what's going on in Conroe, and it had come up, and I'm like, they're shooting a movie in Conroe? Are you serious? That's so close. And it's like, and you know how like sometimes you're not sure, is that a real thing or is it not? But like, I actually, Yeah, right. Because we've had our moments that, you know, everybody falls into something that they're like, yeah, oh, that sounds great, and then you're like, oh, this isn't real. So
there's an interesting story that goes along with the extras. We had done an interview with the Conroe Paper, who has followed our career throughout all our movie making, and this particular writer did an article, and the title of it was "Local Movie Looking for Extras." Well, the Houston Chronicle picked up the story, and then the Click to Houston, which is the NBC affiliate in Houston, picked it up. And Richie was telling me about this, and I said, well, maybe we'll get a few extras out of the deal. We're going to need probably 100 or more extras. And I said, have we gotten any responses? He said, well, over 5,000 submissions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you're one of the 5,000, Robbie.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, because for me,
Well, I mean, at a certain point, we sent out something to the people that said, hey, what days are you available? So we could limit it down to, we had to make it manageable at some point. And that also was able to kind of, we were able to get that group down because not everyone was going to reply to that. So that helped, but then we still had a ton. And so we would send out, I think the day of the wedding. Yeah. There were probably 175 in there, 150 that we were connecting with. And that came from us sending out to about 300 or 400 who had said, hey, we're available. We figured there'd be a group that would say, yeah, I'll be there, but then wouldn't show up. So we tried to make sure we had enough people.
Yeah, y'all did so good about like keeping in touch with everything, though. I have to admit, like, I was nervous when we figured out that everything was like legit and we were all excited. Then I'm like, okay, how do we like, you know, how do we keep up with this? There was a large group at the beginning, and then y'all kind of split it up for each different scene that we were in. Y'all kept in contact and everything. Y'all did so good about that, and I appreciated that a lot.
Communication is key.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy, did you ever realize that making a movie would move so fast and you wouldn't have to wait for anything?
It went really well. Y'all did so good. The only thing I wish that I had done was brought snacks.
A lot of waiting involved.
Yes, snacks should have been smart. So now you know for next time.
Snacks would have been good. Yeah, yes.
That one scene took about probably, 2 minutes in the movie, Rich?
Yeah, it's a short scene. It's probably less than a minute.
Film.
Or less than 2 minutes.
The drone. They used a drone for some of the footage at one point, and they're literally like, okay, so it's going to sound like a horde of bees, but don't look at it. Whatever you do, and we're just like, oh, yeah, this is so easy.
Honest,
gigantic.
It sounded like hornets.
My partner, Chuck Walker, who is the director, always has a thing about extra spiking the camera, what we say. That means when you look at the camera, it kills the scene. So everybody, we had over 100 people in the chapel and nobody spiked the camera. So he was ecstatic.
And it was literally like in the row we were in, the cameraman was also right in front of us, a couple rows up. And we're just like, we got this. Which is funny because what I do, I usually always make sure to look at the camera on my vlog stuff. So I'm just like, okay, I got this.
I can't look.
You're just gonna have to make yourself zone out for a second, just in the right direction.
Right. My daughter was like cross-eyed at one point. She's like, I'm not looking at the camera.
That's great.
Okay, Mio, that works. Okay.
That's awesome. Well, I'm really excited. It sounds really good.
Oh, I'm kind of
curious to know who was that. Timothy Brown? Is that what his name is? That they keep asking.
Yeah, you have to watch. I can't get out of it.
I want to know. I know. I want to know.
That's one of those memento things right there where it's unraveling.
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
So my question is, do y'all have any other projects coming up? This one was so good. I'm just curious. Do y'all have any other ideas that are coming up?
I am. I'm working on what you see in the background is kind of a prop it's an hourglass that's on a table back there. It's a visual effects deal that allows it to spin and you keep the camera on it. So it's part of a film that I'm working on here in Kansas City called Parable. And it's essentially I don't have my elevator pitch yet because I haven't had to talk too much about it, but essentially it's six people who wake up in a loft and there's a seventh person that's there, but it's a body and they're trying to figure out how they got there. And it's really engaging with the idea of the whole story is, like a parable, engaging with the idea of death and kind of six views of death. And so it sounds darker than it is. It's actually kind of it's a safe way to think through death. And so that's one that I'm working on now. And they've got to, similar to this one, they've got to try to solve the puzzle of do they know each other? Is there something going on? It's a very different kind of story, but it's got definitely some of the mystery that the author had. So
nice. Cool.
Super intrigued.
Dan,
do you have
anything coming up?
Yeah, we have, my partner is a very unusual person, Chuck Walker. He was on the U.S. Olympic team back several years ago as a boxer, but he was also a dancer and singer. So it's kind of a incongruous mix, but he also had a lot of history with local theater. And so he wrote a script for a TV series called Staged. And it's about the back scenes drama that takes place amidst the drama. And so about all the excitement about community theater, the different relationships that go on and that type thing. And we're in development on this. Richie is actually he has done the principal photography and is in post-production right now. We're in development, which means you're in the process of putting the funds together, writing the script and getting the basic characters, the cast done and some of the principal crew together. So that's a ways off, but we're working on that now. That's our next project.
Yeah, we did learn that he was in theater whenever we were, I believe it was the chapel scene that we were shooting, and he sang part of the Pirates of Penzance song or something. He was like, I want to sing and dance. And I was like, that is the best moment all day right there. just made the day.
Yeah, he teaches dancing to anywhere from 4-year-olds to 70-year-olds. So. I want to sing and dance, I think, is one of his staples.
That's his go-to.
Unfortunately, our time is short. We have less than 2 minutes left. So I wanted to thank you guys both so much for coming and talking about your movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to watch it. It's called The Author Movie. To learn more about it, make sure to head over to theauthormovie.com. For those listening, that's theauthormovie.com. And that's also where you're going to find the trailer that we played today. Don't miss it. Mombi, ready to take us out?
Come on, movie.
Thank
star,
you so much.
Out.
Thank you, guys.
I know, for real.
Thank you
so much, Riz. Yes, we appreciate y'all being here. And honestly, like, you definitely want to check this movie out because it's an amazing story. Whether you're looking for chaos or order, it is definitely one you want to check out, and you will love it. Honestly, comment down below whenever you watch it. Tell us how much you love it because we want to hear it.
Oh, and this was pre-recorded. We're not ignoring you.
Yes, and this was a special day, but we really appreciate y'all joining us. And make sure to hit that thumbs up, subscribe, ring that notification bell. You know, follow us on all our social media. Yukita's on Instagram mostly.
Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook.
Okay. All right. That's it.
All the things.
It's cosplay. It's super, super easy. Anyway.
All right. Love you guys. Till next time, remember. Oh, I almost said my hand for my vlog. You can still let it go. Keep moving forward. I still love you guys. It's good. All right. Till next time, guys. Mischief managed. Bye.